When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To hour number two of Early Break on the Ticket. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen, Steve Sipple, Bill Bush alongside me. Hour number two sponsored by Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC. Nick didn't have my
I didn't have
microphone.
The mic on. I clicked the wrong button.
Yes.
We're on now.
I clicked the wrong one. You're here.
FDIC.
Member FDIC. There it is. What's up? Schindler got doing going on this week?
Shin Daddy's was awful busy, obviously, but the sumo wrestling went incredible. Then, obviously, the State of the Union address for where FDIC is at right now and what their goals are.
Where's this at?
Where the goals are for the year. He always paints a picture.
And this is in Creighton.
In Creighton. He does this, and this is international. So they're listening. They're listening to this over in Australia, every place. It's when he talks, everybody that has anything to do with finance listens. So everyone with finance is listening. So it's a great setup for him right there. But they bought something. They rebuilt something, him and Tamron, and it's rolling for the first time today, and they brought it into the gravel parking lot like that. They got food truck. They're doing street tacos. Doing street tacos for the entire anyone in Creighton, anyone who stops in. Tamron's taking the order. Steve is actually cooking the tacos himself, serving them out of a big food truck that they purchased and kind of refurbished.
They bought a
food truck. Yeah,
they have a great relationship.
They do. They got it in Yankton, South Dakota.
They bought
it from the place called the Ice House. They bought it from there, and then they completely refurbished it. So today is Street Taco Day in Creighton, and it's just, of course, what's the cost, Steve?
Is it free?
It's free. It's free
so
for everyone.
You can just go there and get free tacos.
Yeah. Now the question is, like, you're probably wondering, can they still do banking?
Right. I am wondering.
Yeah. Can they? Do you think?
I imagine.
Yes. Steve can still do banking. Yes.
Yeah. Because Steve is that guy.
He's that guy. So what he did was he set a little desk up in the back of the food truck. So he doesn't have to leave the food truck. So he's got a calculator back there, adding machine, and then some notes. So if you need to get a loan or just like I said, just any sort of a anything to do with banking, he can handle it for you.
There's
right
food
there.
Food truck in the gravel parking lot.
Food truck in the gravel parking
lot. Is there like picnic tables set up?
What's that? There,
no, there's no.
It's just
take it to your car.
Take it to your car. It's just straight street tacos. Come pick them up and away we go.
And away we go at the bank.
Yeah, at the bank.
At Midwest Bank.
Midwest Bank in Creighton.
Yes. Creighton's up. It's up in the northern part of the
by Norfolk.
Yeah, I took a lot of heat on that one. For not a lot of heat, but I didn't take the heat. You did. I got a lot of texts.
Well, that's fine.
You thought it was near
Omaha.
They said it was in Omaha. And then he goes, no, my bad. It's 30 miles north of Omaha.
30 miles north, northwest.
Yes.
That's where I thought.
Yes. Not
straight
true.
Above. Which, that's more Fremont.
Taco truck is a good idea.
A taco truck.
It's a great idea.
They've refurbished it.
Oh, God. Taco trucks are fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Yep. Street tacos.
Bo Lever says free tacos and a loan.
Yes, and a loan. Imagine that.
Free lunch, or I mean, you could get breakfast, I suppose, or as
you know what
day.
I didn't mention because I knew we were a little crunched on time because Heyman's time slot went a little bit over, but also they're also doing breakfast burritos all day.
Wow.
Yeah, so you
all
can still
breakfast.
He'll crack some eggs at 3:30 in the afternoon. Doesn't bother Steve one bit.
Does it ever not sound good?
No, it doesn't.
Chubby Rhino says, if I did half of what Steve did, it would be twice as much as I do now. He says inspiring for sure.
Inspiring. He is. He's very inspiring. He's Shin Daddy, guys. He's Shin Daddy.
Yeah. LB in Minden says, there's just something special about eating in your car.
It is. Go to Sonic.
Yeah. And then Downtown Scott says, I'm saying the health inspector over there, it's illegal to bank and cook in the same vehicle.
Oh.
No, it's not. Steve, got a permit.
Special permit.
Got a special permit. He got granted to him by Knox County.
Mike goes, what if you get grease on the loan papers?
It's so funny. They'll find you, sign right over it.
Sign right over
Schindler's
it.
Schindler's got whiteout.
You know who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Right? So does the school board.
So is the school board. No, because he's they went head-to-head, and Steve's won every time. So all of a sudden, hey, we're...
You want to see him get serious?
Yeah.
Undefeated, just say never
school
lost.
Board. Just say school board. Yeah. Watch it. Watch things stand up. Yeah.
Undefeated, never lost. There it
hair
is.
On the back of your neck.
Once again, that's Midwest Bank. Go make sure you go see them today, member FDIC.
FDIC. You probably only caught the C when I did it the first time.
My
mic was
off. They got the IC.
Did they have the IC?
They got the IC.
Yeah,
they
got the IC.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, so one thing I definitely want to talk about here. Mm-hmm. We've heard a lot of positives.
It's spring.
With spring football, and that's usual, right? There's a lot of spring stories and things like that. Guys that maybe move up the depth chart. We'll see some time in the spring game, some extensive time next Saturday, and fans may walk away from the spring game going, yeah, that's a guy that, if he plays like he played today, could see some time in the fall, right? Oh. I my mind instantly goes to A.J. Rollins, right? A.J. Rollins was one of those guys for Nebraska football last year.
Mm-hmm.
But while all that is fine and dandy, great stuff to hear, what still concerns you? Whether it's us three, but also you guys, 464-5685, what are some things, whether it's a position group, whether it's just the growth of Nebraska football, that may still concern you going into season two under Matt Rhule?
One thing that you don't know, that you didn't see last year, and I'll just put it in very layman terms, I want to see someone firing off the edge rusher, just a heat coming from the edge. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? Didn't see that last year much. Jamari Butler had 5.5 sacks. That's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you know what I want to see? How about somebody with 12 sacks?
Agreed.
10 sacks. Or even 9 would be good. Somebody that can be consistently, you know, on Saturday when you show up at the game that you think, okay, yeah, he could get one today or two.
Yeah.
Sacks. Jamari is a good player. He'd be a candidate. You know, Glenn Hart's a candidate.
Yeah.
Uman Mielen.
Jeez. Prince Will.
Yes.
Is a candidate. those are candidates.
Yeah.
There's probably some others, but that's one thing I'd like to see more of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's a concern, but you'd like to have throughout the year, midseason, or whenever, the season comes to an end, that one of your running backs is considered to be all Big Ten.
Yeah.
That he's considered to be one of the best running backs in the league. And so I'm not saying it as a concern, but that's what, just look at Michigan. They blocked really well, but their running backs were really good. I mean, Corum just didn't miss a cut. He was unbelievable. Mm. And you look at Ohio State now. They had a couple running with
Sean Judkins
picking up
Travion Henderson.
Don't forget about Travion Henderson, who is the number one running back in the country.
So they need to have a running back. When they start talking about Travion, they start talking about Judkins. Nebraska or one of those running backs has to be in that conversation.
You know why?
Go ahead.
You know why? Because they're not going to get the quarterback running yards this year. They're not going to get the rushing yards. I mean, they're not going to be. Last year, they were led by Heinrich Harburg. He led them in rushing. That's not going to happen. 480 yards are going away. They are. You got to pick them up somewhere, and it's a running back.
I mean, similar to the conversation we had yesterday, where Nebraska's last most recent first round pick was in 2011.
Yeah, Bill mentioned that.
When was Nebraska's last all conference type running back?
Amir Abdullah.
Amir.
Yeah.
So 2014.
It was Amir Abdullah.
It would be
10 years ago.
So then, now we can get into a more specific conversation where it's not just draft pick, but even just all conference selection.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Amir Abdullah.
That was the last one.
Yeah. I mean, I always say it. I say it three times a week, but he ran for 1,500 yards in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
I had to defend him. I was at Wisconsin. I had to defend him. It was, I guess when I played him the one time when I was there, and we won the game handily, but I was terrified of him.
Really?
He came in, he had an MCL sprain. So I'm asking all the time like that. Wait, everybody's going, oh, no, MCL sprain from 2 weeks ago. Nope. He was fine. So he was an incredible running back. He really did a good job. Ron was coaching Brown. Ron did a great job with him. But it's like anything with all coaches like that. What really helps you is a great talent set when you're coaching him. And he had everything. He could make the cut. He could be physical. You name it.
Yep.
He did. That's why he's still in the NFL.
Yep. He's a special player.
Yeah, so he's going into year 10, in there, whatever it is in the NFL, something year like 9 that. Or 10. That's at running back.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's. I mean, people say, well, he hasn't had this breakout year. Or this like a year of running back, and you're still going to be playing in the NFL in year 9 or whatever it is.
Especially when the shelf life for running backs in the NFL is so small. So small. You have to find ways to make yourself useful, right?
Yeah. And, Amon had how valuable. Many years?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What was it, 10?
I thought it was more than that, maybe.
Potentially 12?
Yeah. Among.
Why did I think it was 12? But anyway, all I'm saying is his career was remarkable for longevity. Obviously, he had elite years, but just to be in the league that long is incredible.
Exactly, because now, I mean, look at the conversations that are going to be surrounding next week's draft. It's going to be how much tread is on the tires of some of these college running backs. That's the conversation every year, which is why it was shocking last year when two running backs were taken in the top 12 picks, with Bijan going 7th overall and then Jahmyr Gibbs going 12th overall to the Lions. Back to the Nebraska-centric conversation, though. I think running back's a really interesting point because they've utilized transfer portal this year and in previous seasons. They've tried to give the job to true freshmen that have quite a bit of potential, whether that's Gabe Irvin, who's gotten banged up both of those seasons. Emmett Johnson, Ramir Johnson, they've stuck around. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who RB1 is, Sip.
I don't know. My guess will be Irvin, but I don't know either. Rule has said that it looks like a committee, and he almost prefers that he is not comfortable with loading up a running back 20, 25 carries. Now, you got to be open to that idea. If you get a guy in a heater, you got to go with him, right?
Yeah, and I would say this: even if it is a 14 carry person with that, when he has his carries, is he still looked at as like, hey, that is a premier back, that is a premier running back? Because there's so many times, like I use the term, when the coaching's over, and there's so many times when it's blocked, and all of a sudden, all the ones that have all these ridiculous yards. Mm-hmm. They get a lot on their own.
Oh, yeah.
They get a lot. They make you miss. They do all the things. You just go, wow.
That was a mirror.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah. And so if you block a play for 7 yards and you get 7 yards, that's bad business. That's bad business as far as you have to be able to.
Well, there's a lot of backs that can get what's blocked.
You get, those guys are everywhere.
Right.
There's thousands of them.
Right.
The one that can do the extra, that to make you miss, the extra through a breakthrough, a tackle, whatever
it is.
That's
what we're talking about. That's
and so you go back about. And just look at some of the, I mean, if you look back and say, okay, you can say arguably the best running back in the history of the NFL and maybe even college, Barry Sanders is right there. Mm-hmm. He's remarkable. Mm-hmm. There's never a time when you just went like, yeah, well, it was just such incredible O-line play. That wasn't it. He had the ability. He probably made a couple thousand people miss tackles.
Yeah,
he's probably got 5,000 yards from after he made one or two people miss.
I think you could say just that the Nebraska struggled to find guys that just make opponents miss, whether that's running backs, wide receivers, especially, right? They've loved, in just recent years, this goes past Rule, Nebraska has loved the horizontal passing game where it's let's get a quick pass out, let our athletes do the work. Number one, downfield blocking hasn't been great. Number two is you haven't necessarily had guys been able to make a dude miss. You haven't been able, the shiftiness hasn't been there. And so it's been really difficult to, I think, watch from a fan's perspective because they'll throw it out to Alex Bullock. And I'm not trying to pick on Alex Bullock. That's just who I'm saying. They'll throw it out to somebody like that. Or we saw him throw it to Wyatt Lever. Or we'll see them throw it to, even at times last year, Billy Kemp. Mm-hmm. And it just not able to make that initial guy miss. Mm-hmm. And so then you're sitting there going, well, that's not a wasted play.
It's second and 10.
But it's, dang, now it's second and 10 instead of
second and nine.
Just second and 7 or second and 6.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of concerns. Let's face it. There's a lot of concerns. We're talking about a 5-7 team. And, you know, Rule does make that clear. Mm-hmm. He said the other day, we're 5-7 until we're not. Okay. And so there's a lot that I wonder about. I think they'll be better, but there's a lot in that conversation. You got two freshman quarterbacks, number one. I mean, you don't know what that's going to look like. You probably know what it's going to look like against UTEP. Mm-hmm. What's it going to look like against Colorado? What's it going to look like when you get into the Big Ten?
Yeah, and that's a whole
different world.
Health obviously plays a little bit of a factor in that. Let's get to the text line reaction real quick before we get to break. Sanderson says the running back room, as we just talked about, Thomas Lincoln, the whole offense. A lot of people are saying they would like to see the special teams improve a little bit. The kicking and punting, kicking wasn't the greatest last year.
It was
extra points were 20. We're perfect from extra points, but the field goals are important. Obviously. Big B says, I don't have concerns per se. I just want to see continued growth and improvement along the offensive line. Offensive line is a popular answer for
mass kicks
a lot of
ass. So you have to have it.
Got to have it. All right, let's go ahead and head to break. When we come back, we have Bill's Thrills and a little bit of NBA playoffs if we get to it. Certainly Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Mid Plains Advisors. However, we have to talk about Score One Smoking.
You kidding me?
In Holdridge.
Chris
has all sorts of great barbecue sauces and rubs for your grilling and tailgating needs. You can find yours at ScoreOneSmoking.com or find them on Facebook and Instagram at Score One Smoking. It's all one word. It's all spelled out. ScoreOneSmoking.com.
Tell you what, with Chris, I think I had a chance to touch on it briefly. He was in down in Kansas City, and it was over 500 contestants, and he finished second in chicken, and he lost it on a corn flip on a coin flip, and he got the perfect score. That's how good his chicken is. Why don't you think about that? He goes, I got second on a coin flip, but his score was a perfect, whatever the number is, like that was a perfect score in the chicken.
Wow.
And he was top 10 in everything else, so he's the best smoker that there is in the state. He's won that numerous times. Mm-hmm. But also with him, guys, get ready for this one. You guys have graduations coming up.
Bingo.
He caters food. And also, if he can't physically get there, he sells his catered product that he can send to you to have for all your events. Get a hold of Chris.
There it is.
Imagine having chicken being number one out of 580 contestants.
Barbecue.
You know what's that? It's kind of a barbecue. Kind of a smoked barbecue.
Smoked barbecue.
Yeah.
Your graduation party, if you get that, going to be the graduation you'd party be the of best. The century.
Imagine right now thinking, like, what can make our kids stand out? Well, Score One Smoking.
There you go.
Think about the scent in your neighborhood.
Think about the scent, yeah.
In your neighborhood.
Everybody going, like, there people stopping over, don't even like you. Yeah. They didn't even like your kid that much.
It's 7:40 a.m. Hey,
you're bringing a gift over just to get some Score One.
Yep. It's 7:40 a.m. and we're thinking about Score One Smoking.
Yeah.
Here we are.
We are thinking about it.
All right, let's get to break. Bill's Throws coming up next.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.